This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. Many people know what pain is like. Now, pain, of course, it comes in all shapes and varieties and sizes, but when you're in pain, and I'm talking about physical pain, you know about it, backache or toothache or something like that. But chronic pain, that's something worse, and that's the kind of pain that won't go away, you know, despite drugs or tablets. There's just no relief day and night, and I can think of nothing worse than this chronic pain. And I haven't had chronic pain like that, but I guess it makes life unbearable, is very disruptive, and it stops you from living really a full life. And the end product, of course, can be a day full of anger and depression and frustration, to say nothing of the exhaustion of this pain. And then we think the worst. What's wrong with me? Am I seriously ill? So severe pain, that has the potential actually to rob you of the ability to enjoy life and to maintain good relationships with other people. Even your job could be at risk if you take too much time off for sickness. So the simple joys of life become hardship through chronic pain, and who wants that? Now, I'm not a doctor, yet I've met a lot of people who have a different sort of pain, and I want to talk about that today, and that's emotional pain. They have emotional pain in their lives. For whatever reason, we can appear to be healthy and happy on the outward look anyway, and yet deep down there can be things, hidden pain or wounds that are not always that obvious. So what I'm saying is that sometimes this life that we live in can hurt us so badly, we don't know what to do, we don't know who to talk to, and there can be times when that wound, that inner wound, is so deep we really wonder if healing is ever possible. So what I'm saying is that we experience emotional pain as well as physical pain, and that's actually been backed up by research. It means, for example, that when you're experiencing heartache, talk about having heartache, your heart actually does hurt. Perhaps not your heart as an organ, but perhaps something in your body does hurt. It hurts badly. So when you feel heartache or anxiety or frustration, it does hurt. Most of us have a very low tolerance for this pain of heartache. We want it to go away as fast as we can. And I can understand this. When you have a headache, for example, you might want to take a painkiller. And if your body hurts, you might need to rest or go to sleep or go and find a doctor to find out what it is that's actually wrong. So physical pain does indicate that there's something wrong with our bodies. But emotional pain, and that's something different. Even if we experience emotional pain in that very extreme way, the best way, I think, is to actually feel it. And this might seem a little bit ironic, but to actually recognize and feel the emotional pain, to know it's there. You might feel heartbreak, loneliness, frustration, or even wonder, and you wonder really if you're going to be okay. So you feel this anxiety about the pain. You wonder whether that's ever going to stop. Are you going to get over it? Do you know the Bible has a lot to say about this? Job in the Old Testament was a man who suffered greatly in his life. He went through a terrible period of pain that was physical and mental and, I guess, emotional pain. And yet in Job 16, verse 6, it says in the Bible that he said, "Yet if I speak, my pain is not relieved, and if I refrain, it doesn't go away." In other words, he said, if I speak my pain, it's still there, and if I don't say anything, I still feel it. So here was this man, a great man of God, a very faithful man, had spent years of torment and misunderstandings. But the pain for Job did not heal overnight. And if you read the book of Job, you'll follow through how he persevered until God actually healed him and his life was restored. I want to take this a little bit further tomorrow, and there's other people like David who actually felt emotional pain as well. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that life does not have to have an unhappy endurance. We know that with you, even in spite of pain, we can trust you for the ultimate end. So just bless us today, and for those who do feel pain, may your blessing rest on them. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.